Indiana matchup is right here on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio. The four recovered Indians versus the Jay County Patriots. Stay tuned. The confrontation is next.
Y'all ready for this?
This special sports coverage on WPGW Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you hear throughout the broadcast and the sports department of WPGW Radio. To the gymnasium for all the exciting action.
Welcome back to Jay County High School, everyone. I'm Justin Mangold with Hudson Christian Peterson, our studio producer. Again, Jay County and Fort Recovery ready for girls varsity basketball here tonight. Patriots come in with a record of 5-5. Fort Recovery is 2-1 on the season. Fort Recovery in the school history against Jay County, the two teams have met 25 times. Indians broke the tie last year. It's Fort Recovery 13, Jay County 12 as far as school-long matchups. Again, Fort Recovery has won 13 of the 25 games, Jay County 12. So the Patriots looking to even that up here tonight. And the last several years, it's been alternating every other year who would win. Again, last year, Fort Recovery defeated Jay County 44-34. A game where the Indians led most of the first half. Jay County came back near the end of the third quarter, but Fort Recovery took over in the fourth quarter and won 44-34. The game at Jay County 2 years ago was won by the Patriots 56-51. The game at Fort Recovery 3 years ago was won by Fort Recovery 41-24. The year before that at Jay County won by the Patriots 50-45. And before that, won by Fort Recovery 44-33. So I guess you can see the pattern. It's every other year, whoever's at home has been winning all the matchups, and we'll see if that comes to fruition again tonight. Again, Jay County and Fort Recovery and girls varsity basketball. Again, the Patriots are 5-5. The Indians are 2-1. We'll come back and have more on our pregame show coming up right after this from Jay County High School.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Jay County. The Patriots and the Indians just about set for the tip here. And Jay County comes in with a record of 5-5. Last year, the Patriots were 16-8. Fort Recovery this season at 2-1. Last year, the Indians were 19-4. Fort Recovery coached by Brian Patch, 57-17 in 4 years at Fort Recovery on the girls' side. Kirk Comer, 117-49 in 8 years at Jay County. Career-wise, and this includes boys stops for both coaches, including 11 years for Brian Patch as the Fort Recovery boys coach. His total 216 and 105 in 15 total seasons. Kirk Homer, 304 and 175 in his 23rd year for Jay County. Whatever team controls tempo might win the game tonight. And that's what we've heard as Jay County averages 59 points a game on offense, giving up 52 on defense. Fort Recovery only 39 points on offense. However, their defense very stellar so far this year at 34 points a ball game. Again, in end of one, 13 of the 25 matchups, including last season. We'll come back and have more on our pregame show from Jay County after this.
Hi, this is Tracy Carpenter from First Bank of Bern, where we believe in the value of doing business with those you know. It's the relationships built through years of trusted partnerships with our customers that keep us true to who we are and invested in the local community. First Bank of Bern is a steadfast local partner in Jay County. Come visit us at 185 Industrial Drive in Portland. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, or Steve Arnold at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Back here at Jay Cunning in the Patriots 5-5 coming off a win last night. Fort Recovery is 2-1 coming off a conference victory. Actually, both teams are coming off conference victories, but Fort Recovery's was on Thursday night against New Knoxville. Next game for the Indians will be on Thursday. That'll be at Delphi St. John's. And for Jay County will be on Tuesday at home against Blackford. Our regular schedule next week for the Patriots on Tuesday. Again, the girls are at home against Blackford. We'll have that one on 105, 3 and 1440 a.m. The boys will be on 100.9 taking on Yorktown for the Patriots. On Thursday, Jay County girls on the road at Heritage, another conference game. On Friday, the Patriot boys at home against Delta. And next Saturday, the Patriot boys and the Fort Recovery boys match up at Fort Recovery. So they've got it down perfect this time, the way it's set up, where the girls for Jay County and Fort Recovery play one place and the boys play at the other place. So it's not both at Fort Recovery or both at Jay County. So it works out kind of well there. Again, Fort Recovery and Jay County and boys basketball the next week will have both JV and varsity as well.
However, it'd be nice if they did get it at one place or the other and just kind of make it a big doubleheader back-to-back.
No, they don't want to do that. That would take away attendance. So that takes money away, so you can't do
well,
that.
Well, yeah, two different weeks.
It makes sense from a fan standpoint, but yeah, from a money standpoint, they've got to get all the money they can because these are big-ticket items. These
right.
Big-ticket games. We have a nice crowd tonight, and there's always a big crowd at Fort Recovery. So that's why they do that like that. That's why they split them up. I know what you're saying, but it makes sense from a financial standpoint to split them up like that.
Not for the fans.
Not for the fans, but hey, you've got to support the teams, and they are doing that very much so tonight. A big crowd out to support the two teams despite the bad weather. And again, if you're out, be careful on the roads tonight. We'll come back, check the starters coming up right after this.
Ho, ho, ho. All those who want Cooper Smoked Turkey for Christmas this year, say aye.
Aye.
Ho, ho, ho. You're making it easy on Santa this year. Ho, ho, ho.
Gobble.
Yes, you get on the sleigh. Watch out for Rudolph there.
Gobble.
You too, get on there.
There you have it, folks. Turkey is an excellent choice for Christmas dinner this year. Eat more turkey. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And you're listening to WPGW, also on WPGWradio.com and FortRecoveryRadio.com. We thank everyone for tuning in to tonight's broadcast, and hopefully you'll stick with us throughout the game. Again, Jay County and Fort Recovery. Again, we'll have more after this.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this holiday season.
Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, filet of fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the savory sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Your health is of utmost importance to the Adams Memorial Hospital family, and there's no need to travel for most procedures. Services provided by Adams General Surgery with Dr. Lindsay Hartley, members of the Adams Health Network at Adams Memorial Hospital. Ask your physician for a referral or call 260-728-3928 for an appointment. Visit www.adamshospital.org for a complete list of services. Adams Memorial, exceptional care, close to you.
Back here at Jay County, time for the border battle starting lineups. Jay County taking on Fort Recovery, and let's go to Zeb Hudson.
First for Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'5 senior number 3, Kyle Wendell. At guard, a 5'10 senior number 10, Grace 10. Always like to see when they their last name matches their number.
Yes, that makes sense.
At guard, a 5'9 senior number 12, Carly Stone. At forward, a 6 foot sophomore number 22, Val Mullenkamp. And at center, a 6'2 sophomore number 21, Olivia Patch. For Jay County, at guard, a 5'5 senior number 5, Brianna Mullenkamp. At guard, a 5'2 junior number 10, Hannah Phillips. At guard, a 5'7 junior number 20, Kendra Mullenkamp. At forward, a 5'9 senior number 22, Hannah Alt. And at forward, a 5'10 junior number 44, Shelby Caldwell.
Jay County 2-1 on the season. Fort Recovery is 5. Let's try that again. Fort Recovery is 2-1. I shouldn't try to do two things at once. Fort Recovery is 2-1. Jay County is 5-5. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna in Portland would like to wish the Jay County Patriots and the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's game. Again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would like to be your family's dentist. Our first quarter scoreboard is sponsored by the Cal Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery reminding you to shop for Christmas this year at Cal Pharmacy and Fort Recovery. And she said Grace 10 was number 10. She also had 10 points in the last game against New Knoxville. And I think Coach Comer would be a happy guy if she comes out of this game with only 10 points or less. She is one of the big guns for Fort Recovery. On the opposite end, along with Carly Stone, on the opposite end, Fort Recovery wants to stop Shelby Caldwell and Hannah Alt here tonight. And the Patriots coached by Kirk Comer, Fort Recovery by Brian Patch.
It would be interesting with the size that Fort Recovery has, what kind of game will Kendra Mullenkamp have because of her speed?
At times she's been unable to come inside, though, when she's faced teams that have size.
But her speed will help get around her defender out.
Injury update for Jay County. Jay County, Hannah Dillon was injured last night, did not play in the second half against Adams Central. She's out there on the bench, ready to go. Held out for precautionary reasons, we were told, in the second half last night with the score the way it was. We are underway, and the tap is unsurprisingly controlled by Fort Recovery.
Right, with 6'2".
Val Mullenkamp had 6 inches on Hannah Alt. Patriots get the steal on the first possession, though, but they throw it away. It's out of bounds off of Fort Recovery, though. So it's a turnover on the end. She kind of threw it away, but it's out of bounds off of Fort Recovery.
That was impressive by Brianna. She fell down, still kept her dribble, and was able to make the pass.
Yeah. 7:40 to play in the first quarter on our Count Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Just underway here. Down low for Caldwell. Back out to Alt. Launches the three. Good. Hannah Alt with a triple.
I feel sorry for Hannah Phillips, too. As she's 5'2 on in there with the 6'2, 6 foot, 5'10 Fort Recovery.
Alt gets off to a good start tonight. The Patriots lead at 3-0. Hannah got off to a rough start in the first couple minutes last night. And then answer a three, a good for Val Mullenkamp. And that evens the game at 3.
Interesting. Alt had a hand in her face, too.
And she still drilled it over her. Hannah Phillips for Jay County punches it out to Kendra Mullenkamp. She'll go through the defense and draw a foul.
Either going to be on Patch or Mullenkamp.
Another key factor in this game could be how the game is called.
Looks like it'll be on Val Mullenkamp, her first, team's first.
2 years ago here at Jay County, Carly Stone got into foul trouble and that really hurt the Indians. Down low, ball knocked away. Turnover on Jay County. Fort Recovery with the ball, looking for their first lead. It's Val Mullenkamp with the basketball on the elbow. Gets it out front to Kyle Wendell. Wendell goes to the right side. Back to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp cross court. Knocked away, but the Indians get it back. Back to Mullenkamp. Along two is good. Perfect shot on both attempts so far. And it's 5-3. Fort Recovery leads for the first time tonight. To the right side, Brianna Mullenkamp for Jay. Down low and a bad pass. There's Fort Recovery will pick up the loose ball. Here come the Indians. Shot is up. Good. Kenta bucket and a foul. As Carly Stone connects.
Foul be on Brianna Mullenkamp. Her first. Team's first.
7-3 is the score. Fort Recovery in front. One free throw for Carly Stone. Senior for the Indians. And connects on the three-point play. 8 in a row for Fort Recovery. It's now 8-3. The score. Indians in the zone here. Left it goes to Brianna Mullenkamp. Lost it. Goes to Caldwell, though. Out to Alt. She'll drive. Puts the shot up and short. The rebound taken down by Mullenkamp of Fort Recovery. At least they only have one Mullenkamp. Makes it a little easier.
Still three on the court, though.
Yes. Shot in the lane is no good for Grace 10. And she draws the foul.
I think they got Brianna before they got to Shelby Caldwell. So Brianna will pick up her second, team's second.
With 5:39 to play in the first quarter.
First free throw no good for Grace 10.
Coach Comer's going to have to make a substitution. He hasn't decided yet. Second free throw is good. 4-10. He's leaving Brianna out there for the moment with the two fouls. To the right side for Hannah Alt. Now Hannah Phillips. For a Fort Recovery listener, you'll find out Jay County has a lot of Hannahs. In the lane, Caldwell up and in.
Good pass that time by Hannah Phillips.
Makes it 9-5. 5:15 to play here in the first quarter. On our Count Pharmacy scoreboard. Indians with the basketball. Behind the back goes Carly Stone. Down low, turnaround shot is no good. Rattles out for Olivia Patch. Indians keep possession. To the right side, Stone for three. It's short. The rebound taken down by Hannah Alt. Alt for the Patriots. Brings it down. No one picked her up, and she'll miss the shot, though. Rebound Caldwell up and in. Shelby Caldwell with the put back, and it's now 9-7. One free throw upcoming.
Kendall Garner will come in. Brianna Mullenkamp will come out.
She played two junior varsity quarters tonight.
Oh, she only
just one, just one. She only played the third.
She only played the third.
So she has all four.
Free throw is good for Caldwell.
Now 9-8. Fort Recovery lead is down to 1. 4:45 to play in our Count Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Down low, knocked away and stolen by Kendra Mullenkamp. turnover on the end. Here come the Patriots, and it's knocked away and stolen. So we're going back the other way quickly. Carly Stone will stop. Hook the shot blocked by Kendra Mollenkamp. The rebound taken down by Jay County. And Hannah Phillips able to chase it down. 4:20 to play in the quarter, a 9-8 for recovery. Kendra Mollenkamp through the defense, lays it up and draws a foul. So Kendra will be at the line.
Fouls on Stone, her first team's.
As I said, she got in foul trouble against Jay County 2 years ago, and the Indians would like that not to happen again.
Free throw good by Kendra. Olmstead will come in. Alt will come out.
Kelt Pharmacy reminds you that Men's Night Out at Kelt Pharmacy is on Wednesday, December 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. Again, Kelt Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, and now it's 10-9. Jay County back in front. 4:14 to play in the first. The high scoring first quarter thus far. We're not even halfway through yet. Shot on the left side by 10 is blocked by Olmstead. Goes out of bounds. Patriot fans like that. On the block. Inbounds. 10 is blocked from behind by Kendra Mollenkamp, and they call Kendra on the foul.
Her first, team's third.
So the Mollenkamps have all the fouls for Jay County. 2 free throws for number 10, Jen. The first is good. And the score is 10-10. One more for 10. It is good. 11-10 for recovery in front.
That's a lot of 10s.
Yes, as Grace 10 gives the Indians the lead. Halfway through the quarter now. To the right side is Kendall Gariner. Bounce pass for Olmstead out to Hannah Phillips for 3. Missed. Rebound, weak side, saved by Caldwell. Nope. It'll be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. ...11-10, though, Fort Recovery lead. Couple of subs check in.
Colleague and Kara Wendell will come in for Fort Recovery.
1 point and then lead. 3:40 to play here, first quarter. Cross court it goes to Brooke Colleague. Colleague swings it around to 10. 10 leaves the pass to Mollenkamp, and she is fouled by Mollenkamp.
Kendra, that's her second. Team's fourth.
So the Patriots in a situation they don't want to be in, with both Mollenkamps on the bench eventually with 2 fouls. First free throw is good. 4 foul Mollenkamp. 1 more. Alt will check in. Kinder will go out.
Dylan will come in, and Olmstead will go out.
It works the same way.
So Phillips will get point guard duty.
Patriots haven't really been in the situation this year where both Mollenkamps have foul trouble. Down low, back outside to Caldwell. She'll come in and score. Shelby Caldwell with 7. It's 13-12. The Indian lead is 1. To the left side, it goes to Colleague and traveling. It's called on Brooke. A fairly well-played game here for the first quarter.
This is about how the JV game went.
Yeah, 13-12, been back and forth. Patriots had a slow start last night, but better tonight. Down low, knocked away. Indians have the steal. As Carly Stone came away with the theft. It goes over to Grace 10. 10 will get it back to Stone. Stone cross court back to 10. Knocked away by Gariner. Loose ball picked up, though, by Fort Recovery and Colleague. Around it goes to 10. Back to Colleague on the right side. Colleague finds Stone with 2.5 to play in the quarter. Back to Colleague. Colleague back to Stone. Around to Grace 10.
Right now, Fort Recovery having a hard time with Jay County's zone.
Down low, Mollenkamp turns and scores. Val Mollenkamp having a strong quarter. And it's 15-12 the score.
Oh, it took JB a whole half to get 2.
I thought the same thing. It was 15-12. And then by 3. Down low for Caldwell. Hooks the pass for Phillips. Picks up the loose ball out to Dillon. Dylan finds Garrett or now Alt. She'll drive baseline cross court to Phillips. Out to Dylan. Dylan to the free throw line for Caldwell. Now down low for Alt. She's double teamed. Out to Caldwell for the tie. Missed it. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
Didn't quite get set on that one.
Indians have it leading by three. Dangerous pass. They keep possession, though. Driving is Wendell. She'll put the shot up. No good. The rebound taken down by Jay County. Hannah Phillips for the Patriots. Right side to Gariner. Dangerous pass for Colorado. Back to Gariner. 120 to play in the quarter. Fort Recovery by three. Ooh, nice pass. Caldwell wide open. Gives Gariner the assist. 15-14, a well use of a bounce pass. A good use of a bounce pass. And ends with the ball knocked out of bounds by Caldwell.
Back in is Kaya Wendell and Patch. Out will go Mullenkamp and Stone. Olmstead will also come in and give Caldwell a breather.
Good time to do that with Mullenkamp going out for Fort Recovery. 1 point Indian lead. Indians have the basketball. Right side is Grace Tim. Can roll back it out around to the left to Brooke Collig. And she's called for traveling. Four turnovers on the Indians, four on Jay County.
Slid the pivot foot just a little.
So it goes back to Jay County with under a minute to play here in the quarter. 15-14 on our Kalp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. To the right side is Hannah Alt. Alt fakes and dribbles to the other side. Spins, puts the shot up, blocked. Rebound out of bounds off Fort Recovery. Not a good shot that time. Dribbling into a double team.
Thought they had Phillips open at the top of the key.
And probably couldn't see her through the traffic. Inbounds comes into Olmstead. Back to the corner for Alt. Alt will dribble in back to Phillips. Hannah to the right side to the other Hannah. Hannah Dillon, one of the other Hannahs. Three-pointer is missed. Rebound out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Stone and Mullenkamp back in, as well as Caldwell.
Colleague and 10 will go out. Caldwell back in. Gariner out.
1 point Indian lead, 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. Inbounds knocked away by Val Mullenkamp. She'll pick it up, come down, and lay it in. Makes it 17-14 Indians with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Hannah Phillips across midcourt for Jay. Goes to her left to Hannah Dillon. Finds Hannah Alt top of the key for three, and it's tied. Hannah Alt with a hand in her face, ties it at 17, and that's the quarter. After one, it's Jay County 17, Fort Recovery 17. A very, very well-played first quarter for both teams. Again, Jay 17, Fort Recovery 17 after one. We'll come back and have more after this.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Hi, this is Aaron Walter with Barnum Brown Insurance. Stop in and see us at 211 South Main Street in Dunkirk for all of your personal and commercial insurance needs. Barnum Brown Insurance, proud to support the Jay County Patriots.
And now, a very special announcement from the children of Dave's Heating and Cooling.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Hannah, Henry, Taylor,
Colton.
Merry Christmas.
The entire family at Dave's Heating and Cooling wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to Jay County. 17-17 the score after one. For the Indians, Val Mullenkamp with 11 points. Grace 10 with 3 and Carly Stone with 3. For Jay County, 9 for Shelby Caldwell. Hannah Alt with 6 and Kendra Mullenkamp with 2. So no surprise for Fort Recovery, the big 3 doing all the scoring. And almost. Actually, the same thing for Jay County.
Yeah.
Kendall Mullenkamp and all Shelby Caldwell with all the points. Indians with the ball after the steal. It's lost out of bounds. We'll go to... They have no idea.
It was off of Anna Phillips.
So it will stay with Fort Recovery. So the referees had to get together to talk about it.
Comer once in a while wouldn't reach in foul when Phillips got her pocket picked at midcourt. He's wanting some consistency here.
Yeah. Coaches always want that. 17-17 the score. Second quarter scoreboard sponsored by K&L Tractor Sales and Service of Fort Recovery. And ends with the basketball on the right side is Kyle Wendell. She'll put the little runner up, no good. Glenn Olmstead with the rebound for Jay and finds Phillips. They're kind of playing with some foul trouble right now with Mullenkamp's Brianna and Kendra on the bench. With two each. Hannah Phillips finds Hannah Dillon. Dillon the bounce pass down low for Olmstead. She'll put the runner up, no good. Caldwell the cleanup up and in. Shelby Caldwell with 11. Jay leads at 19-17.
You could almost call that a pass.
Yeah. We'll get to our first quarter stats in a minute. 10 will get a three. Jay's 10 with the bucket.
And it wasn't like Olmstead wasn't out there on her either.
No, it was in the face.
Yeah.
20-19 for recovery back in front. To the right side is Alt. Down low for Caldwell. Top of the key to Dillon. Back to Alt. Alt has it knocked away. Gets it back and a foul. Will be called on Carly Stone.
Be her second. Team's fourth.
Yeah. Kiara Wendell off the bench.
Carrying her in, Olmstead out.
20-19 the lead for Fort Recovery.
Colleague also back in. Going out will be Patch.
Olivia Patch getting a rare rest. 20-19 the lead. Fort Recovery in front by one on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Another foul.
Leon Wendell.
K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery is your New Holland farm equipment dealer. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Jay County with the ball as Hannah Phillips will back it up. Goes to the right side to Hannah Alt. Alt the bounce pass for Caldwell. Back to Alt in the corner.
She's giving her space. She needs to take that.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Alt leaves the bounce pass for Caldwell. It's loose. The whole ball will go to Fort Recovery. Turnover number 7 on Jay. The Indians with 4. First quarter stats.
See, Fort Recovery was 5 of 10 from the floor for 50%, 6 of 7 from the free throw line for 86%, and 1 of 3 for 33% from three-point range. Jay County was 6 of 12 for 50% from the floor, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, and 2 of 5 from three-point range for 40%, and I had Jay County out-rebounding Fort Recovery 6-5 in that first quarter.
Indians drive in, and Garner blocks it out of bounds. The Indians keep the ball. Fort Recovery 20, Jay 19. 6 minutes to play in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. To the right side goes Kyle Wendell. Passes off 3 for Grace 10 is no good. Rebound taken down by Garner. And now a foul on Fort Recovery on Wendell.
Be her second.
And Kaya Wendell this time.
Karen is probably thinking about time. She had the ball cleanly twice.
Never gets Allie Vaughn into the game for Fort Recovery. There's a couple players with foul trouble now for the Indians as well. Stone and Wendell on the bench. They have both Mullenkamps on the bench. Outside is Dillon for Jay over to Phillips. Now to Garner. Garner back to Phillips. Around to Dillon. Good defense by Fort Recovery. Not a whole lot of openings here. Garner down low for Caldwell. Finds Phillips. Picking the pass over to Dillon. Dillon at the top of the key with 5:10 to play in the second. 20-19 Fort Recovery.
That's 5 seconds.
Dillon called for 5 seconds. Dribble too long.
How to get Suman into the game?
And really, there was no reason to do that because there was nobody around her. She just had to dribble out of it. She was waiting on someone to come get a pass and just stood there. So it goes back to Fort Recovery, 20-19 the score. And then being knocked out of bounds by Alt. Good defense there that time by Hannah.
Kira Wendell almost stuck her hand out to try and get that.
And she pulled her back at the very last second. Inbounds comes in the 10. And guarded by 10. As Hannah Phillips is on her. Right side to Collig. Back around the 10 for three. Got it. Grace 10 with a three. She has nine. And it's 23-19 the lead for Fort Recovery. 4-point advantage. I think that's their biggest lead tonight. Down low for Alt. She'll turn, put it up and miss. Rebound for 10. 10 gets it out to Kiara Wendell. The other Wendell for Fort Recovery on the bench right now with fouls. To the left side is Collig. Collig to the corner for 10. Swinging it around to Grace. It's a 10. Back around to the left. Three in the air is way off. The rebound out of bounds. No, saved. And then keep the ball. It comes to Grace 10, and she'll drill the triple on Jay one time. Timeout on the floor. 3:57 to play in the second quarter. And our K&L Tractor Sales. And so the scoreboard, 26-19, Fort Recovery in front.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Including in Fort Recovery and in Portland. 26-19 the lead for Fort Recovery. They've scored a bunch in a row here to start the second quarter. They've outscored Jay 9-2. Down low for Phillips, hooking the pass to Caldwell, puts the shot up, got it, and a foul. Caldwell, well defended, still got the basket. And it is now 26-21, a much needed basket for the Patriots.
Fouls on 10, that's her second.
Olivia Patch back in, and 10 will go out. So three players with two fouls each for Fort Recovery, a couple each for Jay. And oddly enough, the Patriots only with four fouls, just the two Mullenkamps. Free throw is missed. Jay gets the rebound. Down to Caldwell. She'll miss this time. The rebound taken down by Collig of Fort Recovery. 3.5 to play on the second quarter scoreboard. 26-21 Fort Recovery. And then go left. Ball loose. Picked up by Mullenkamp. Out to Allie Vaughn. Long gets the ball back and traveled. First turnover of the quarter for Fort Recovery. They have five. Jay County has eight. 26-21 in Dims by five. They're led by as many as seven here. Jay County is led by as much as four. So back and forth the whole game. Alt with the ball down low, finds Gariner. Gariner up top to Suman. Suman around to Phillips. Down low for Caldwell. Back to Suman. Fakes the shot. Drives in. Gives it back to Caldwell. Now down low to Alt. Lost out of bounds. So the bounce pass too strong. And it's 26-21. Indians with the ball back. 2:40 to play here in the second quarter. Indians by five. Both teams playing with some foul trouble here. And we have a held ball. He gets 2 points for the takedown. They both went down. Alternate possession to Jay County. One thing, when Gariner's on the floor, she will go where the ball is no matter what. and fight for it.
That time Phillips was the one with the jump ball. Garner was there.
Yeah, she knocked it away initially. Alt misses the three left. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Lost the three that time. But sure. She had to because...
I'm not sure she was behind.
Yeah, she had to because...
Yeah.
Fort Recovery defense just is so quick. And then with the ball on the outside is Mollenkamp. Dribbling in. Cross-court pass. Three in the air for Colleg is good. Nothing but net for Brooke Colleg. It is 29-21. Biggest lead tonight of eight for Fort Recovery. 1:45 to play in the second quarter. Upside is Alt. Alt up top for Hannah Phillips.
Phillips has got to be ready to pull that trigger.
Phillips for Suman. Back to Phillips, and she'll get the call on the play from Coach Comer. Suman to the right side. Bounce pass down low for Caldwell. Back to Suman. Leaves it for Caldwell. Around to Phillips. He needs to shoot that. Instead, passes off to Suman. Suman for Garner. She will shoot the three and got it. Same spot that Phillips was in. Garner a little more confident on her three, and it's 29-24.
She made one the JV game.
And she made one last night, too. About the same spot. 29-24 the lead for Fort Recovery. Back down to a five-point game. Left side is Kiara Wendell. Wendell up top. Mollenkamp wide open three. Missed it. The rebound taken down out of bounds. Jay County. 45 seconds to play in this very well-played first half on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard.
Well played by both teams.
Yes. For outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. 30 seconds to play in the half. Five-point lead for Fort Recovery. With it is Hannah Alt. Alt will dribble to the baseline. Stop. Back to Caldwell. Somehow got through the defense and scored. Nice play for Shelby Caldwell. It's 29-26. The Indian lead is three. Still 15 seconds to play. Across midcourt goes Kiara Wendell. Kiara goes to her right. Back around to the left. Shot three-pointer at the buzzer is no good for a colleague, and that's the half. 29-26, Fort Recovery leading Jay County at the half after three quarters. Again, 29 Fort Recovery, 26 for Jay County. And again, a very well-played first half tonight. We'll come back, have our halftime show from Jay County right after this.
Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119, reminds you that this is a great time for planting. Nature's Green has all trees on sale right now. You know, the gift of a tree is a gift that will grow for a lifetime. So consider giving a tree here at Christmas. Nature's Green Nursery also has gift certificates for Christmas gift giving. And a reminder that now's a good time to schedule your landscaping work for the coming spring. Nature's Green Nursery, east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Jay County, halftime of the varsity game. It's the Patriots and the Indians right now. It's Fort Recovery 29 and Jay County 26. Junior varsity play tonight was won by Jay County 36-31. Fort Recovery led 6-1 after one. 15-12 Fort Recovery at the half. 25-21, Jay County turned it around and led after three. And again, the final, Jay 36, Fort Recovery 31. For the Indians, 18 points for Hope Wendell, 8 for Allie Vaughn, 3 for Elena Evers, and 2 for Brenna Homan. 4. Jay counting tonight, Gray Saxman had 10. Casey Denny with 9. 6 for Aubrey Swiderman. 4 for Claire Dirksen. 3 for Kendall Gariner. 2 for Macy Weitzel. And 2 for Michaela Suman. Again, 36-31. Jay County wins the junior varsity game tonight. Patriots are 9-2. Fort Recovery drops their first game of the year. They are 3-1. We'll come back. Look at the halftime stats of the varsity. It's Fort Recovery 29 and Jay County 26. Again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. See the Boomer compact tractors from New Holland at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And at the half, it's Fort Recovery 29, Jay County 26. More after this. You're listening to Jay County and Fort Recovery Basketball on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
No matter if you're a student or a senior, good eye health and optimal vision are critical factors for better performance. Whether it's time for your routine eye exam or maybe you've been experiencing difficulties with your vision, call the office of Dr. Fullen Camp, 260-726-4210, or stop by at 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland. Better eyesight means better performance at school, at work, and at play. So schedule your exam today. David A. Fullen Camp, OD, PC.
Register for courses at Ivy Tech Community College now. Ivy Tech offers many degree choices, including technology, business, healthcare, informatics, general studies, agriculture, and more. Classes are available in person or online. Ivy Tech is your most affordable choice, and with credits that transfer and a name that's trusted by employers, it's a smart choice. For more information about enrolling in Ivy Tech, including classes which are offered right here in Portland, stop by the John Jay Center for Learning in the historic Weiler Building in downtown Portland.
This is your lucky day.
How?
Buy a new barbecue grill from Hitzer in Bern and receive $125 in free accessories.
Wow, that's a lot of savings.
There's more.
Tell me.
The Big Green Egg, the Saber Gas Grill, and the Louisiana Pellet Grills are all on sale.
Sale prices and free accessories on barbecue grills from Hitzer, 269 East Main Street in Bern. Can it get any better?
I don't think so. It's an early Christmas sales event at Hitzer.
Back here at Jay County, halftime of the varsity girls game tonight is 29 for Fort Recovery, 26 for the Jay County Patriots. Let's go over to Zeb and check out the halftime stats.
First for Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Grace 10 with 12, Val Mullenkamp with 11, 3 points for Carly Stone, and 3 points for Brooke Collig. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 5 of 10 for 50%. Second quarter, 4 of 10 for 40%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 9 of 20 for 45%. From the free throw line in the first quarter, well, even at the half, Fort Recovery is 6 of 7 for 86% from the free throw line, as all those free throws came in the first quarter. From three-point range, Fort Recovery in the first quarter was 1 of 3 for 33%. Second quarter, 4 of 8 for 50%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 5 of 11 for 45% from three-point range. For Jay County, they're led in scoring by Shelby Caldwell with 15, 6 points for Hannah Alt, 3 points for Kendall Gariner, and 2 points for Kendra Mullenkamp. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 6 of 12 for 50%, second quarter 4 of 8 for 50%, so at the half, Jay County is 10 of 20 for 50% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first quarter, Jay County was 3 for 3. Second quarter, 0 for 1. So at the half, Jay County is 3 of 4 for 75% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, Jay County was 2 of 5 for 40%. Second quarter, 1 for 1. So at the half, Jay County is 3 of 6 for 50% from three-point range. And I have Jay County out-rebounding Fort Recovery 11 to 10.
Turnovers, Jay County 5 in the first and 4 in the second. The Patriots with 9 at the half. And the Indians with 4 in the first and 2 in the second. They have 6 at the half. We'll come back and check out some other Patriot results coming up right after this.
Meridian Health Services, in collaboration with Jay County Hospital, has opened Meridian MD Convenience Care to offer same-day treatment for minor illnesses and injuries through walk-in availability. The clinic is located inside the front entrance of the Jay County Hospital and is open Monday through Friday from 2 to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. For more information, visit jcountyhospital.com or call 260-726-4350.
Beer Power Sports has a holiday sales event you can't beat. Save up to $500 off Polaris accessories, even if you already own a Polaris vehicle. That's right, up to $500 off. So let Beer Power Sports help you this Christmas season with your holiday shopping needs. With specials going on now through December, stop by and see Beer Power Sports on Highway 27 at the south edge of Bern. Beer Power Sports, you've got the passion, we've got the ride.
Back here at Jay County, halftime of the varsity girls game, 29-26, the lead for the Indians. Told you the junior varsity results already today and some other Jay County results that we have in. Jay County boys swimming finished fifth at the Norwell Invitational ahead of South Adams, New to North, and Belmont. The medley relay of Chase McFarland, Alex Lee Master, Taylor Smelter, and Garrett Campbell finished fifth. Garrett Campbell placed third in the 50 free and second in the 100 free. Taylor Smelter placed third in the 100 butterfly. Chase McFarland was sixth in the 500 freestyle. And the 200 relay of Smelter, Griffin Mann, Skylar Myers, and Campbell finished third. And Myers, McFarland, Lee Master, and Smelter finished fourth in the 400 free relay. And Jay County finished fifth in boys swimming today. And wrestling, the ACAC duels were held at Jay County yesterday, last night, and today. And the Patriots came away with a perfect record, 6-0, to finish first in the conference. Adams Central finished second at 5-1. Southern Wells third at 4-2. South Adams fourth at 3-3. Woodland, Bluffton, and Heritage finished things up. The big win for Jay County was last night over Adams Central, 43-25. And that was in wrestling. And girls basketball, Jay County also beat Adams Central last night. So a couple of matchups between the two schools in Jay County. And Fort Recovery playing here tonight. And so far, it's the Indians leading 29-26. And I'm not sure all what you can take of that first half, given all the foul trouble for both teams.
Right. Both Mulligans for Jay County got into foul trouble early, and they had to set the rest of the half. Fort Recovery, they had Taya Wendell, Ten, and Stone, both with, all three with two fouls, so they had to set most of the second quarter.
On the flip side for that, the Patriot players are at least well rested. The Indians, they got in foul trouble about halfway through the second quarter.
Recovery will have the ball coming out of halftime.
And our third quarter scoreboard is sponsored by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. It'll be Fort Recovery ball leading 29-26. We're underway. On the left side is Kaya Wendell. Cross court pass goes to Carly Stone.
Interesting. Jay County has come out in a box and one with Hannah Phillips on race 10.
Patriots have used that quite a bit this year. Stone dribbles in, cross-court pass, wide open in the corner, three-pointer is missed by Kyle Wendell. A rebound foul on the Indians. And that's not what they want to see to start a half.
Fouls on Patch, her first, team's first.
That's the only good news for a foul. It's on someone who did not have any.
Right.
29-26, the three-point lead for Fort Recovery. Jay can tie with a triple. Kendra Mullenkamp almost traveled. Getting down low for Hannah Alts. Back to Brianna Mullenkamp. Around to Kendra Mullenkamp. Down low for Shelby Caldwell. Hooks the pass, and it comes out to Hannah Alt eventually. Alt will spin, and she is fouled by Carly Stone.
That will be Stone's third.
Back quickly off the bench, we'll get Tierra Wendell. Like I said, 2 years ago, Stone got in foul trouble here, and made a big difference. We'll see if it does tonight. I think it evened out in that first half with both Mullenkamp and Jay on the bench with the fouls. Kendra Mullenkamp somehow goes around the screen and scores. No one picked her up, and yeah, Coach Pass not happy about that.
Yeah.
6:55 to play, third quarter, 29-26 on our Cooper Farms scoreboard.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home ID team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home ID service can be a safe and a cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. Call Kopp Pharmacy and Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314. Caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here in Jay County, 29-28, the Patriots, or the Indians leading the Patriots. And the ball knocked away. It's on the floor. Held ball will go to Jay County.
Good defense that time by the Mullenkamps for Jay County.
So it goes as Fort Recovery's seventh turnover. Jay County with nine. Inbounds comes into Kendra Mullenkamp for Jay. To the left side for Hinault. Hands off to Kendra again. In some trouble. Finds Caldwell at the top of the key. Fires the three. Got it.
They gave her too much space and she took advantage.
18 now for Caldwell and Jay County back in front as we go back and forth. 31-29 on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. Indians with the ball down low. Ooh, I thought that. Pats would turn and shoot instead of back out. Long two is no good. The rebound taken down by Jay County. Here come the Patriots. Kendra Mullenkamp lost the ball, got it back, put it up, and drew the foul to the ire of the Fort Recovery fans.
I don't think that what they missed was the fact that when she started to go in, she didn't just lose it. It got poked away, so it was tipped.
Yeah.
For her. That foul was on 10. That's her third.
I don't think they liked the foul, though. Yeah. So good.
I can see that, but I think they wanted the travel as well, and it wasn't when they got poked away.
The referee explaining that to Coach Patch.
Patch out. Colleague in. 10 will stay in with three fouls.
I think those are both good. I like that. Both the JV coach and the varsity coach for Fort Recovery had their daughters playing on their team. Uh-huh. Vaughn for JV and Patch for varsity.
A foul on Hannah Ault, her first, team's first.
33-29, Jay County has somehow opened up a four-point lead. It's close, and all of a sudden, every now and then, a team will open up a little bit. Fort Recovery's led by as many as seven. This is Jay's largest lead. Actually, Fort Recovery's led by as many as eight. This is Jay's largest lead at four. Three-pointer is no good for Wendell, for a colleague. The rebound taken down by Jay. Here comes Kendra Mullenkamp and gets it out to Caldwell. May have traveled. Kendra with the back and sets up the Patriot play called by Coach Comer. On the left side is Phillips. Down low, knocked away. Ault will get it. Puts it up, missed the shot. Rebound out of bounds off of Jay County. All the good luck, just one fall.
That time, Ault needed to take a page from Dirksen and do a little hook shot.
Yeah, she tried to turn and shoot one-handed.
Yeah. Just taking it square to the bucket.
Four-point lead for Jay County. With the ball, Mullenkamp at the free throw line and scores. When she scores, they almost drop in perfectly.
Yes, they do.
There's no rim. It falls straight through. 33-31, Jay County in front on our Cooper Farms third-quarter scoreboard. Kendra Mullenkamp to the right side. Bounce pass eventually to Ault. Ault around the defense. Leaves it. Ooh. saw the pass coming, stolen away. Here comes Wendell. She'll come down and draw the foul from Brianna Mollenkamp.
Her third, team second.
The all tried to bounce pass for Caldwell, and Fort Recovery saw it coming all the way.
At that time for Brianna, it was, I almost stop this fast break and make you earn them at the strike.
But she picked up her third foul. Short on the first one for Kaya Wendell. She's not scored yet tonight. Brianna out.
Stone in, 10 out.
Actually, they're leaving Brianna Mollenkamp in there. She came to the bench, but to get some encouragement from her coach. Shot is no good on the second free throw. Rebound taken down by Shelby Caldwell. Here come the Patriots. Kendra Mollenkamp through the defense, lays it up and draws the foul.
Foul be on Wendell. That's her third.
Without Tanner Stone out there to pick her up when she's coming down the court like that, I guess Stone is out there. But without Tanner to pick her up, she just takes it in.
Free throw good by Kendra Mollenkamp. Alt out. Kendall Garner back in.
Coach Patch decided he can't afford to have Stone on the bench with three fouls at this point. Both free throws are perfect from Kendra Mollenkamp.
Right now he's got Kaya Wendell with three, 10 with three, and Stone with three.
So pick your poison there. Stone around the defense, threw it away, but it goes back to Fort Recovery. Back to the right side to Stone, cross court to Wendell, a long two is good. Kaya Wendell with her hand in her face. It's 35-33. This game's going to come down to the end.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe overtime or four. Ball kicked away by Kendra Mollenkamp, picked up by Fort Recovery. Here comes Wendell, blocked out of bounds by Gariner.
Gariner and Kendra Mollenkamp both got back to swat that one away.
He did a good job not to foul.
Yeah.
At the same time. Indians can tie with the two inbounds to Mollenkamp. She goes up top to Kiara Wendell. Back down low to Mollenkamp. Left side, a long two is no good. Rebound comes out deep. Fort Recovery gets it in a foul on Kendra Mollenkamp.
It'll be her third.
It's a tough way to pick up a third foul on a rebound that far out. 2 point Fort Recovery or Jay County lead halfway through the quarter. And Kendra almost picked up her fourth. Outside, Fort Recovery for the lead. Three is good for Kaya Wendell. Like I said, back and forth we go. It's the Indians 36 and Jay County 35 now. And Fort Recovery with five in a row. 3.5 to play. Third quarter, Cooper Farms scoreboard. Brianna Mollenkamp with the ball. Left to Phillips. Phillips pass. Lazy picked off by Wendell. Again, she'll come down and see if she missed the layup. The rebound taken down by Kendra Mollenkamp, and she is fouled.
Foul will be on Kiara Wendell.
Three times Kaya Wendell went down, and the first two she was fouled. Or first one she was fouled. The second one she was blocked. That time she was waiting to see what would happen and missed the shot.
Kendra Mollenkamp will come out. Suman will come in.
The 3:15 to play in our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. 3 minutes to play here, third quarter, 36-35 Indians. Caldwell to the hoop for Jay. Shot is short. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Val Mollenkamp. No one's picked her up yet. And finally, Suman does. Goes off to Carly Stone. Stone leaves it down low for College. She'll get the pass out. Three in the air for Kaya Wendell. Good again. 7-8 points in the quarter for Kaya Wendell. It's full recovery back by four. Jay County led by four. Now full recovery by four. And Suman comes down and Jay County calls time. 2:26 to play in the third quarter on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. 39-35 Fort Recovery.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, Connell Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise. With a customized loan to fit your business. Reliable, responsive lenders, experienced advisors, it's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
2:26 to play, third quarter, 39-35. Fort Recovery in front.
Alt back in during the timeout. Gehringer out.
Inbounds to Alt. Fakes the three. Dribbles to the free throw line now. Around the defense. Lost it. Gets it back. Lost it again. It's on the floor. Foul ball to Fort Recovery. Good scouting by the Indians. They were ready for that play. 4-point lead for Fort Recovery. 2:17 to play third quarter on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. Nice move by Stone. She'll leave it left side to Wendell. Wendell will take it in this time and miss the shot. The rebound foul will be on Kyle Wendell. With 2:04 to play in the third.
It is. And her fourth, Wendell.
So Vaughn will come back in.
Suman out. Kendra Mullenkamp back in.
Little offense defense here for Jay County in the third quarter. Kendra Mullenkamp with some fouls, but since Jay County has the ball, put her back in here. Down low, and Caldwell will put the shot up and in. She has 20, and Jay, and Fort Recovery's lead is cut to 39-37. To the right side is Carly Stone for Fort Recovery. Stone hands off to Vaughn. Vaughn back left to Wendell. Knocked away. Jay County has the steal. A rare turnover for this game.
Yes, it is.
8 for Fort Recovery. Jay County has 12, but a lot of them came in the first quarter. On the left side for the Patriots, Brianna Mullenkamp. Cross court to Kendra Mullenkamp. She'll drive in. Put the runner up. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds. No save by Kendra Mullenkamp.
Should have been a foul on Phillips there.
Yeah, but it goes right to Carly Stone. Stone will take it down. Stops. Lost the ball. Held ball. No. It's loose again. Still loose. And Fort Recovery will pick it up with Vaughn. And now it's the travel.
Traveled him. All they're going to call. One official was calling travel, and the other one was called a foul.
It's going to be the foul that wins out.
I think it's going to be on Phillips.
Team foul number 4 on the Patriots.
Her first, team's fourth.
Yeah, the one referee had already moved his arms to the travel.
I know. Kendra Mullenkamp will come out, Suman back in.
They should have went to the third referee for a tiebreaker.
I thought he was giving Patch the timeout.
Well, that would have been the tiebreaker, I guess.
Yeah.
Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Long two-pointer is no good for Colleague. The rebound taken down by Jay County. Patriots can tie down by 2. 50 seconds to play in the quarter. Kayla Suman back in. 4J has the basketball. On the left side to Phillips. Phillips dribbles once. Passes off. Back to Suman. Suman at the top of the key as Jay plays for one shot. It'll be interesting. Alt's still out there, I guess. So it's Caldwell. She'll take the 3. And short. Rebound. Brianna Mullenkamp. Skies high to get it. They just keep possession. Alt will bring it down and miss the shot. Rebound out of bounds off of Brianna Mullenkamp.
She still tried to sky for that one, too.
You're lucky she didn't pick up her 4th foul on that last rebound.
10 will be back in. Long goes out. Dylan will come in. Brianna will come out.
Make sure she doesn't pick up her 4th foul.
Right. Plus needed a little bit extra breather after those.
Yeah, all those rebounds.
All those offensive rebounds.
10 seconds to play. Fort Recovery across midcourt with Kiara Wendell. Takes it to the hoop. Ball lost and traveling. Okay.
Ball was knocked away, and when she picked it back up, she scooted both feet. Zooming out, Kendra Mullenkamp back in with 2:08 to go.
So County with the ball under the Fort Recovery bucket, trailing by 2. Third quarter. on our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard.
Recovered a little out of sorts as they were trying to get subs in.
And now it's Caldwell show launched the quarter court shot, and it's blocked by Mullenkamp. Foul Mullenkamp. After three, it's Fort Recovery 39, Jay County 37. Patriots shaved a point off of the halftime deficit, but still a two-point Fort Recovery lead. Thanks to Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Enjoy a Cooper Farms turkey for your family's Christmas dinner. Again, Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery, they would like to be your grain marketing partner. Call Cooper Farms toll-free at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161. 39-37, Fort Recovery after three. We'll have the final quarter after this.
Sometimes we can get carried away celebrating the holidays. At Arms Auto Body, 801 North Wayne in Portland, they've seen the results when things go too far. Mike, Jeff, and Brett remind you to make this holiday safe for you, your family, and others on the road. Arms Auto Body, 726-7343, is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Arms Auto Body would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year.
Back here at Jay County as we go to the fourth quarter, 39-37. The lead for the Fort Recovery Indians. It'll be Jay County basketball to start the quarter. For the Patriots, 20 for Caldwell, 8 for Kendra Mullenkamp, 6 for All, and 3 for Gariner. For the Indians, 13 for Mullenkamp, 12 for 10, 8 for Wendell, 3 each for Stone and Colley. Jay County with the basketball, trailing by two as we are underway in our fourth quarter. Dillon is in there for the Patriots. She has the basketball, lost it off the foot of base 10. Our fourth quarter scoreboard is sponsored by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company.
Brianna goes back in. Dillon comes out.
7:33 to play, fourth quarter, Indians 39, Patriots 37. Caldwell across the...
Near pass still made it there.
Yeah, across the court it was kicked by Fort Recovery.
Brianna still caught it in the corner.
Same spot it was supposed to go to. 2-point Fort Recovery lead corner shot will not be taken by Alt. Instead over to Kendra Mullenkamp. Kendra finds Caldwell. Wide open three. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds off of Brianna Mullenkamp. Caldwell's had some chances, but they just won't fall in the second half.
So it was Brianna on the last two rebound attempts.
Yeah. Caldwell did get her first three of the half, but has missed a couple since then. And both of them would have given Jay County the lead. 2-point Indian advantage. On the left side, Mullenkamp, a quick three, missed it. Rebound taken down by Patch. Patch gets it out to Carly Stone. She'll come in, fire, and miss. Rebound taken down, tied up. Nope. Patch will get it. And then the Indians call for 3 seconds.
I was going to say, she was in there quite a while. If they're going to not call a jump ball, then she has possession and is in the lane.
Third quarter stats.
Jay County was 3 of 8 for 38% from the floor, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, and 1 of 2 for 50% from three-point range. And Fort Recovery was 4 of 11 for 36% from the floor, 0 for 2 from the free throw line, and 2 of 4 for 50% from three-point range. I still have Jay County out-rebounding Fort Recovery 18-16 through three quarters of play.
Kendall got trapped, tried to pass it out, and it was knocked away and stolen by Fort Recovery, so the Indians with the ball.
And Kendall will pick up a very cheap fourth foul.
Yeah, it was way out far, too.
Took a swipe at the ball and got her arm. Bad thing is, it's right in front of the official.
Yes. Inbounds comes into Carly Stone. Ball takes a while, goes left side, though. Back cross court to Kaya Wendell. Kaya's had a good second half. She had all 8 of her points in the third quarter. Left side to Grace Tennant, who's back in. Now to Carly Stone. Fort Recovery running some clock here, looking for a good shot. Grace 10 with the basketball. Feeds it down low to Mullenkamp. Cross court, stolen away by Mullenkamp as Kendra picks off the pass. Then to Caldwell, who falls down but gets it back to Kendra Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery fans wanted to travel, but they said the pass was off in time. Brianna Mollenkamp with it. 4J up top to Hannah Phillips. Phillips the bounce pass to Brianna. With a holding foul called on Carly Stone. Has to be careful, too.
That's her fourth. Team seventh.
Don't want to argue about it too much. Pick up a technical and get out of the game with your fifth.
Yes.
Stone goes out.
Olmstead will come back in for Caldwell.
A well-deserved rest, really, for both those players.
Yes.
5:26 to play fourth quarter on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Again, for quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Timeout on the floor, 5:26 to play, 39-37. Fort Recovery still leads.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back in Jay County, 5:26 to play in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery 39, Jay County 37. Timeouts, Jay County has three fulls left. Fort Recovery only one full and two 30s. So each team does have the three timeouts, just a little different.
I would think this timeout actually benefits Jay County on the fact that that lets Alt rest a little bit before she has to go shoot free throws.
Yes. Again, that is the seventh team foul on Fort Recovery.
Jay County's there with five. Team fouls this half.
It'll be a 1-1 for Alt. She's not been there tonight and misses it. Rebound, Olmstead puts the shot up, no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. And Coach Comer is going to ride the referee a little bit on the Olmstead shot.
Yes, he is.
2-point Fort Recovery lead. It's the same score that it was after three. Speaking of threes, number three, Kyle Wendell with the ball. Looks it around to the right side to Val Mollenkamp. And Val will back it up. Lost the ball, though. Knocked away by Ald out of bounds. Mollenkamp tried to get a little too cute that time with the dribble.
Mollenkamp out. Call again. Kendall Garner will come in. Replace Kendra Mullingham.
3 minutes into the fourth quarter, and the score is still the same as it has been, 39-37.
And I'm not sure, but I think Suman may be out of quarters.
It could be. 2-point lead for the Indians. Down low, turnaround shot is blocked by Olmstead. The rebound taken down by the Patriots. 39-37, Indians by two, 4.5 to play. Not really running out of gas at this point. It's just the defense has been so good for both teams. To the right side, and Alt with the ball for Jay. Back to Kendall Gariner. Pass is tipped and stolen by Fort Recovery. 14 turnovers on Jay. Back to the Indians. He's going to create some separation here. Fort Recovery's turn to try. Colleg in some trouble. Goes around to the left side to Kyle Wendell. Wendell almost knocked away. Fort Recovery keeps the ball, and then Colleg will throw it away. Caldwell and Kendra Mollenkamp back in for Jay. Gariner and Olmstead out. Colleg and Patch go out for Fort Recovery. And Val Mollenkamp came back in.
Along with Stone.
With Stone. So both teams essentially back to their starting lineups. Jay County with the ball. Hannah Phillips over to Kendra Mollenkamp. And Patch is the only starter not on the floor.
Right.
3.5 to play. Gone all that time through this fourth quarter. No one scored a point yet in the quarter. Kendall Mollenkamp, ball for Jay. Dribbles toward the hoop. Scoop shot in. Finally, somebody breaks the 39-37 score. It's tied now at 39 on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. ball is kicked out of bounds.
Let's see.
We'll go to the popcorn.
Since we got some time. Brianna Mullenkamp for Jay County has 3 fouls. Kendra Mullenkamp has 4. Fort Recovery, Kaya Wendell has 4. Grace Tenn has 3. And Stone has 4.
So a lot of foul trouble for both teams. Fort Recovery hurt a little bit more at this point, I think. Shot by Mullenkamp inside the free throw line won't go. Good shot, though. Rebound taken down by the Patriots.
Just not quite enough on the shot as it is the front of the rim.
Bounce pass goes to Caldwell. She'll take a screen, actually double screen, takes it to the hoop and misses. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery's Kaya Wendell. Indians with the ball, tied at 39, 2:40 to play. Been saying this for a while, it's going to come down to the end, I think. Actually, I could have said that a couple weeks ago. 2.5 to play, game is tied. In his drive baseline, Stone gets it out to Kaya Wendell. Right side 3 for 10, wide open, rattled out. Rebound for Brianna Mullenkamp, and she's called for fouling. Coach Comer
will not be
happy because she was shoved out. Well, that's what caused the travel. But they didn't see it.
Yes.
They didn't see what you and I and Coach Comer saw.
And Brianna felt.
Indians throw it away on the inbounds, but they get it back. With it is Carly Stone. And the blocking foul on Brianna Mullenkamp.
That'll be her fourth. Brianna's getting a short end of the calls on this one.
I think he actually thought about it for a half second, whether to have a makeup call and call the charge.
Nope.
It should not be short.
No.
It should not be shots yet.
And the referee's pointing on the down on the baseline that it's got to be taken out there because it's only 16 fouls for Jay County.
2:09 to play in the fourth quarter. We are tied at 39. Inbounds. Indians somehow get it in. They'll get it to the Stone and she'll draw the foul.
On Gariner.
Carly Stone, not one you usually want to foul. She will be at the line 4-2. Chance to get Fort Recovery the lead on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. First is no good.
Gariner out. Kendra Mullenkamp in. Foul was on Gariner, her first.
One more free throw for Stone. We missed that one. Rebound. Picked up by 10. She'll throw it up and in. That worked out well for Fort Recovery. 41-39. The ball just caromed right to her, and Jay County defense was already going back. 2-point in lead, 1:45 to play.
And I'm sure Comer's going to let the officials know that Val Mullenkamp was over the back on them. Rebound.
Timeout on the floor called by Jay County. 1:45 to play, and Comer has to be careful. 41-39 the lead for Fort Recovery. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsored by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors. To your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1:45 to play, 41-39 Patriot or Indians lead by 2.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Jay County, 1:45 to play in the fourth quarter on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Jay County with the ball trailing 41-39, a very well-played contest tonight.
Jay County with their starters out there with Phillips, both Mullenkamps, Alt and Caldwell. In Fort Recovery has Kaya Wendell, Stone, Ten, Mullenkamp, and... the one who stole the ball would be Wendell.
Too long of a pass. It's stolen away by Fort Recovery.
Kiara Wendell.
Indians have the ball, leading by 2 at 41-39. 90 seconds to play in the game, possibly. Both teams in the 1-1 on the next foul. Kiara Wendell with the basketball. She's played a pretty good game tonight. That's why she's in there here at the end. Backing out is Carly Stone. Stone almost had it stolen. And Ben's very tentatively with the basketball at the moment.
And they've just successfully wasted 30 seconds off the clock.
Yep, down a minute to play. Stone with the ball.
Bad thing is both Mullenkamps are the ones guarding the ball, and they both have four fouls.
Now they get Kendall Gariner in there to substitute in for Caldwell,
who does not have a foul.
With 54 seconds to play. 2-point lead for Fort Recovery. And timeout Fort Recovery. 54 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. It's Jay County, actually it's Fort Recovery 41, Jay County 39. We'll come back and have the finish after this.
The holidays are coming soon. It's Hardware Knows You're Shopping. The gifts you want are on our shelves for under trees and stockings. So when you need a helping hand, come to our Ace Hardware. Our beggars have all you need to help you spread some cheer this year. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hobbegger Ace Lumber, Burn and Bluffton.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction of Red Key are proud to be serving the commercial and industrial businesses here in the Jay County area. For all of your concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service, depend on Mid-States of Red Key. Proud to support our Jay County Patriots on the sports scene and in the classroom. Brooks Fugit, Jim Persinger, and their staff at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction. 6748 West, 600 South, Red Key.
Back here at Jay County, 41-39, Indians lead it here. 50 seconds to play here in the contest on our Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Jay County trying to get a steal here. If not, they have to foul. With the basketball on the right side is Wendell, Kiara Wendell.
Oh, that's right. That would have been the one they wanted to foul.
Over to Grace 10, and there's a reach in by Phillips.
Only Phillips' second.
So Grace 10 will go to the free throw line. 3 for 4 tonight?
Yes.
It'll be a 1-1 still. Team foul number 8.
Caldwell in, Gariner out.
1-1 bonus for the Indians. Last time they had this, they got a rebound on the free throw.
That's why they have the 2-point lead.
Exactly. Now it's 3. And 10 responsible for both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
She has all the Indian points here in the fourth quarter. Now up to 4. 43-39 the lead for Fort Recovery. 30 seconds to play. As Jay kind of crosses midcourt. On the left side is Hannah Phillips. Phillips lost it. Picked up by Kendall Mullenkamp. Kendall goes to the hoop. Leaves it for Caldwell. Will put it up and missed it. Got her on rebound up and in. Punt the bucket and a foul. That did not work out well for Fort Recovery because on Caldwell's first shot, the defender actually backed away to make sure they didn't foul. On the second, though, they couldn't back away.
Going to put Sweeterman in for Brianna Mullenkamp. Kendra Mullenkamp. Oh, she was going in for a Mullenkamp. She just chose the wrong one originally.
Yeah. And it wasn't Val who was coming out.
Right.
43-41 and now 43. No, she missed it. Rebound taken down by Val Mullenkamp and she is fouled by Hannah Alt.
It's only Alt's second.
The bad news is the free throw is missed for Jay County. The good news for the Patriots is the foul came very quickly. Other bad news for Jay County. The good news for Fort Recovery is it's Val Mullenkamp at the free throw line. She'll have 1-1.
Kendra Mullenkamp back in. Sweeterman out.
And she missed it. Rebound, though, taken down by Fort Recovery. Shot up and in. Cleanup basket for Carly Stone. Somehow got through there for the cleanup basket. Patriots down by 4. Kendra through the defense. Missed the shot. Rebound Caldwell up. No good. Rebound Fort Recovery, and that'll do it. Final score, Fort Recovery 45. Jay County 41. Indians improved to 3-1 on the season. Jay County a hard-fought loss, though, falling to 5-6 on the season. Again, the difference there in the fourth quarter, unable to rebound on free throws. Twice, actually the only two baskets the Indians had in the fourth quarter came off of missed free throws. So, again, that's basically the difference here in the ballgame in the fourth quarter as the Indians win at 45-41. We'll come back and have the postgame show coming up right after this.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
Christmas puts a special glow in the eyes of children, giving parents and grandparents a lifetime of precious memories. Christmas means brightly wrapped presents, colorful lights, pine cones, and candles. These Christmas thoughts are sent to you with best wishes and a happy holiday from everyone at First Bank of Bern. Your patronage during the past year has been deeply appreciated, and First Bank of Bern, with locations in Bern, Decatur, Bluffton, Portland, and Van Wert, looks forward to serving you in the new year. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
This is Rex Journey at First Bank of Bern. We wish you a very Merry Christmas.
The holidays are meant to be a time for family and faith, of making memories, forgetting our troubles, and resting in the hope of peace and goodwill on earth. It's the Christmas season, which helps remind us to count our blessings. So here at Portland Insurance, we would simply like to pause and say thank you for allowing us to service your insurance needs. Portland Insurance is located at 115 East Main in downtown Portland.
Here at Jay County, Fort Recovery defeats Jay County in varsity girls basketball tonight by a score of 45-41. And JV played tonight. Jay County turned it around and won that one 36-31. It was 6-1 Fort Recovery after one, 15-12 at the half. 25-21, Jay County took the lead after three, and the Patriots held on for a 36-31 victory tonight. For recovery on the junior varsity side, Hope Wendell led the way with 18, 8 points for Allie Vaughn, 3 for Elena Evers, and 2 for Brenna Holman. For Jay County tonight, 10 points for Grace Saxman, 9 for Pacey Denny, 6 for Aubrey Squitterman, 4 points for Claire Dirksen, 3 for Kendall Gariner, and 2 each for Macy Weitzel and Michaela Suman. Again, in junior varsity play, Jay County 36, Fort Recovery 31. The Patriots are 9-2. Fort Recovery drops to 3-1. And in varsity play, Fort Recovery winning that one by a score of 45-41. We'll have more on the postgame show coming up after this. Again, thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight. If you have a construction project in your future, let the Fort Recovery Lumber Company design that project for you. And then you can purchase all the materials you need to build that project at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, 45-41, the Indians over the Patriots tonight. We'll come back and have more on the postgame show after this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Spoiler alert, small McCafe smoothies, frappes, and shakes are still just $2 every day. So hit pause and take a long, delicious sip, because you're really going to need it once that queen does that one thing that makes the internet go, no way! A twist like that calls for a cool and creamy break while prepping for episode 14. Get $2 small McCafe smoothies, frappes, and shakes only at McDonald's. A la carte only limited time offer. Participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Back here at Jay County, the Fort Recovery Indians defeat Jay County 45-41. The score is up. Hudson to check out the post-game stats.
First four of Fort Recovery. They were led in scoring by Grace 10 with 16. Val Mullenkamp with 13. 8 points for Kaya Wendell. 5 points for Carly Stone. And 3 points for Brooke Collig. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 5 of 10 for 50%. Second quarter, 4 of 10 for 40%. Third quarter, 4 of 11 for 36%. And fourth quarter, 2 of 7 for 29%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 15 of 38 for 39% from the floor. From the free throw line, in the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 6 of 7 for 86%. Third quarter, 0 for 2. Fourth quarter, 2 of 5 for 40%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 8 of 14 for 57% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 1 of 3 for 33%. Second quarter, 4 of 8 for 50%. Third quarter, 2 of 4 for 50%. And fourth quarter, 0 for 2. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 7 of 17 for 41% from three-point range. For Jay County, they were led in scoring by Shelby Caldwell with 22. 10 points for Kendra Mullenkamp. 6 points for Hannah Alt. And 3 points for Kendall Gariner. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 6 of 12 for 50%. Second quarter, 4 of 8 for 50%. Third quarter, 3 of 8 for 38%. And fourth quarter, 2 of 8 for 25%. So on the night, Jay County was 15 of 36 for 42% from the floor. From the free throw line, in the first quarter, Jay County was 3 for 3. Second quarter, 0 for 1. Third quarter, 4 for 4. And fourth quarter, 0 for 2. So on the night, Jay County was 7 of 10 for 70% from the free throw line. From three-point range, in the first quarter, Jay County was 2 of 5 for 40%. Second quarter, 1 for 1. Third quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. And fourth quarter, 0 for 1. So on the night, Jay County was 4 of 9 for 44% from three-point range. And I had rebounding even, 24-24.
Turnovers tonight, Fort Recovery had 4 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the third, and 4 in the fourth. 13 turnovers tonight for the Indians. Jay County, 5 in the first, 4 in the second, 3 in the third, and 3 in the fourth. 15 turnovers tonight for Jay County. Quarter score, 17-17 after 1. 29-26 Fort Recovery at the half. 39-37 Fort Recovery after 3. And again, the final, the Indians 45 and Jay County 41. We'll come back and have more on the postgame show right after this.
Available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's way.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Jay County, where the Patriots fall to Fort Recovery by a score of 45-41. Jay County will next be in action on Tuesday at home, taking on the Blackford Bruins. Fort Recovery next in action on Thursday at Delphus St. John's. We'll take another break, come back, and have Jay County head coach Kirk Comer right after this.
Christmas gift store that's hidden in plain sight. With Christmas decor, purses, jewelry, women's apparel, candles, Melissa and Doug toys, tie, and lots more toys, plus stocking stuffers and a baby boutique. Where is this amazing store? Inside Adams Memorial Hospital. The Adams Memorial Gift Shop offers thousands of items. See for yourself. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. Santa will be pleased you visited the Adams Memorial Hospital Gift Shop.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Hi, this is Bob Brown, Barnum Brown Insurance, 211 South Main in Dunkirk. Barnum Brown Insurance is proud to support the Jay County Patriots in all their endeavors.
Back here at Jay County, and joined by Jay County head coach Kirk Comer. Coach, a very well played game for both teams tonight. It just went the other way.
Well, they're a good basketball team, and hopefully this game makes us both better. And I just have a lot of respect for Coach Patch and what he does there. Like you said, I mean, it was a game that went down the wire, and they made the plays down the stretch, and we didn't.
You knew coming in this game would probably be a defensive battle. Well, your defense very well played once again tonight. It's just, like you said, at the end, it just didn't work out.
Well, you know, we early in the third quarter, we got into our mystery defense, which we call, and so we jump, and we were able to get them turned over, and they had some foul issues, which we had the first half, and we should have been able to, you know, stretch that lead a little bit then, but we weren't able to do it and give them credit, and they hung on until they got their girls back in, and did a better job than we did in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you talked about the foul trouble in the first half. I don't think yet this year you played without both Mullenkamps on the bench with foul trouble, and it just happened to be this game.
Yeah, and I thought the girls that come in did a really good job, you know, to keep us in the game and keep it to where we had a chance in the second half. I'm disappointed because we didn't do some things that, as far as executing there to, down the stretch, that, we called a timeout to run a set play for the out of bounds play, and we didn't run it. So we wasted a timeout and then didn't box out there at the end on the free throw, and just some fundamental things that really disappointed me that we didn't do that really hurt us.
Yeah, you're halfway through the season. You have the second half to try and clean those things up as the season goes along. And we're basically at the halfway point of the season. I was going to mention Hannah Phillips because she played the entire game tonight, all 32 minutes, I believe. So good effort from her.
I didn't realize that, and she had some tough defensive assignments too, so I didn't realize that we didn't get her a break. But with Brianna and Kendra both being out in the first half, it was hard to, it's hard to get her some time, but I didn't realize we didn't get her a break in the second half.
Yeah, she had such a good effort because she was out there for so long. Again, 22 points from Shelby Caldwell tonight, 10 points for Kendra Mullenkamp, 6 for Hannah Ault, 3 for Kendall Gariner. You talked about this 3 or 4 games ago. You wanted to try and stretch your bench a little further, and Kendall Gariner's kind of stepped up. Michaela Suman's playing some minutes. I know we talked about this last night, but I mean, it's something you talked about a couple weeks ago you wanted to happen.
Yeah, and I thought that, Kendall Gariner did some really good things out there again tonight. She just needs some more playing time to get some more experience. She got some big rebounds, played some good defense. She needs to be a little stronger with the ball time, but she'll get there. She like I said, she just needs the experience. I thought that the all the girls that went in off the bench did a good job. I thought Gwen did a good job. She didn't get as many minutes as we'd like to get her to get, but she's still battling a few health issues and trying to get back to where she has good strength out there, and so we're still on the player's short stints, but I thought the minutes she gave us was big tonight, and like I said, I just thought everybody that come off the minutes, Michaela, we only had two quarters with her tonight, but because we want to make sure she's getting enough minutes, we'll make sure she's getting enough playing time, so we're using a trio on JV, but if she continues to do what she's doing, you know, she'll continue to get more minutes on the varsity.
Rebounding tonight, we talked before the game, before recovery had you outsized, we thought, but rebounding was even at 24, good job there.
Yeah, but we didn't get the big rebounds. Yeah. I mean, I'm pleased with the numbers on the rebounds, but you got to get the rebounds that matter and the difference rebounds, and we didn't get that tonight, and we didn't get the difference, the 50-50 balls, you know, and as many as we needed, and when you're playing a good team like this, you know, you got to give yourself more opportunities, and we just didn't do that.
Yeah, the overall was there. It was the little things that turned into big things. It just was the X factor.
That's normally what it comes down to when you play good teams is who doesn't do this or doesn't do that. If you don't execute, it's going to come back to get you.
And hopefully playing all these good teams you have make you better as the season goes along.
Well, that's the plan. You know, like I said, all along, we just try to get better each night. And I do feel like that we got better tonight than I didn't feel like that last night we played up to our potential. I thought we played better tonight. It's just, like I said, there's just a few things that we didn't do that really come back to bite us.
We had a big week this week, and next week doesn't get a whole lot easier. Blackford on Tuesday, but then two conference games after that, two big games with Heritage and then South Adams next Saturday. It doesn't lessen up any at all.
No, then we go 2.5 weeks, I think, without playing a game. But we'll have time to, take a little rest after this next week. But we need to come out next week and have a good week.
All right. Good effort from your team tonight. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. That's Jay County Head Coach Kurt Comer here on the postgame show. We'll come back and wrap things up after this.
Don't let harsh weather push you around in your own home. Eliminate hot and cold spots with a Carrier ductless system. As the name suggests, ductless systems give you control of your home's comfort without the need for invasive ductwork, focusing on the hard-to-reach spaces that need it the most. Bring home versatile and effective home comfort. Carrier ductless. Turn to the experts, Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland, 726-2138, to discover the right Carrier product for your needs.
Dr. David A. Follenkamp, ODPC, and his staff are proud to support the Jay County Patriots. Be sure to stop by the office and look over their new lines of frames from BCBG, L, Nike, Ray-Ban, Carrera, and Steve Madden. They also carry a wide selection of sunwear for both adults and children. Dr. Follenkamp's office is at 1111 North Meridian Street in Portland. Stop by or call 726-4210 to schedule your eye exam with Dr. David Follenkamp.
Back here at Jay County again. Fort Recovery defeats Jay County in the varsity game tonight, 45-41. I'm going to mention something. I took an extra time. I want to talk to Coach Comer for a second. We talked about this last night, how Woodland upset Bluffton in girls basketball. The score was wrong on the Herald website. And it was actually Bluffton beating Woodland. So, again, it had Woodland beating Bluffton by about 20 points, which made absolutely no sense to us. So I asked Coach Comer about that. Nope, it was reversed. It was Bluffton beating Woodland last night. So much for the upset that we thought might help the Patriots out in the long run.
Right.
Bluffton and South Adams, the top two teams in the conference besides Jay County. So, again, no such luck there on a Bluffton loss to Woodland last night. Overall, a good effort for both teams. Fort Recovery just made like I told Coach Comer, made the little plays at the end that show up big time in the box score.
Yeah, and like I say, the rebounding there at the end just wasn't there, but the defense throughout the whole game by both teams was outstanding. You couldn't ask for a better defensive game by either team.
Yeah, a very well played game, really all the way around, except for a couple plays there at the end. And again, The Patriots have played some good teams tonight, or the good teams so far this year. They came out with the victory against Belmont, but lost to Oak Hill, lost to Winchester, and now lost to Fort Recovery. And some close games, all three of those, for the most part. So hopefully the teams learn from that and improve as the second half of the season goes along. The second half of the schedule is a little bit easier with a lot of the lower teams in the conference on the schedule. So should be able to rack up some victories in that second half. You know, Concordia's on there. South Adams will be a tough game. Richmond's been up and down throughout the year. Just some of the teams that are coming up in the second half of the season. Plus, you have the ACAC tourney the second week of January. So, again, still a lot of basketball for Jay County. And speaking of a lot of basketball, Fort Recovery has a lot of basketball left because they have only played four games now, a 3-1 record. And Coach Patch has some very good players. And they were 19-4 last year, and I don't have a problem seeing 19-4 again this year.
Right. His only problem he's going to have is he's not very deep on the bench.
Yeah.
So, like tonight, when they got in foul trouble, he just had to roll with the fact that they had foul trouble.
It's one of those things where Jay County has a little bit of the advantage there where the JV and varsity, the Patriots have had 11 games now to kind of try and figure out the quarter situation and who's going to play what and who is left for your bench for the varsities. Fort Recovery's only played four games at this point. So they'll figure that out as the season goes along, I think. So that'll help things out.
And just like tonight, he could rely on Suman to come in, but he also had Hannah Phillips that wasn't in foul trouble to play all 32 minutes of the game. And so he has that person that can step up, but after a while, they are going to get a little winded.
Yeah. Again, 22 points tonight for Shelby Caldwell, 10 for Kendall Mullenkamp, 8 for Hannah Alt, and 6 for Kendall Gariner. For Fort Recovery, Grace 10 with 16, Val Mullenkamp with 13, although 11 of her points are in the first quarter. 8 points for Kaya Wendell, Carly Stone with 5, and Brooke Collig had 3. In the junior varsity game tonight for Fort Recovery, Hope Wendell with 18, Allie Vaughn with 6, Alina Evers with 3, and Brenna Holman with 2. For Jay County tonight in JV play, Grace Saxman with 10, 9 for Pacey Denny, 6 points for Aubrey Swiderman, 4 for Claire Dirksen, Kendall Gariner with 3, Macy Weitzel with 2, and Michaela Suman with 2. Again, junior varsity final, Fort Recovery, or Jay County 36, and Fort Recovery 31. And then the varsity play, Fort Recovery 45, and Jay County 41. One other note before we get out of here, the Heisman Trophy announced tonight goes to Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma.
I'm not surprised on that one.
No, not at all. The only reason he wouldn't get it is the people didn't like some of the extracurricular activities he had on the field.
But when you look at it, it is kind of bad because Lamar Jackson won the Heisman last year for Louisville, had better numbers this year than he had last year, just he didn't have the wins to go with it.
No, and Baker Mayfield had better numbers this year than last year. So,
and had the wins to go with it.
And had the wins to go with it. So they give the Heisman to the team, to the player that had the better team for the most part. Basically the deciding factor if it's even 50-50.
And he made a clean sweep with Maxwell Award, Player of the Year, and the Heisman.
The question will be, where does he go in the NFL?
And he's projected to go fourth as the quarterbacks.
Yeah. So what the NFL scouts look for isn't the same thing the Heisman voters are looking for, obviously. That's football.
Well, you also got to think, look at Steve Alford. Great college player. Didn't do well in the NBA.
No, not at all. And there's a lot of players like that, both in basketball and football. Speaking of football, Colts tomorrow will be on the road at Buffalo. So they might actually have a chance to win that game. I'm going to give them at least a 20% chance because Buffalo is playing with a backup quarterback. So Colts might have a chance tomorrow, so we'll find out.
Where's it at?
It's at Buffalo.
Oh.
So hopefully they didn't get all that snow that the rest of the country was getting this week. But again, they probably did. Thanks to everybody for listening to tonight's game again, both on WPGW, on WPGWradio.com, and also at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to all of our sponsors we've had throughout the night, both from Jay County and from Fort Recovery. Thanks to everybody out there for listening to tonight's ball game, and thanks to the coaches for the interview tonight. Again, our studio producer was Christian Peterson. Thanks to Zeb Hudson as well for another night of great work. Again, the final end of Varsity, Fort Recovery 45 and Jay County 41. Our next Jay County broadcast will be on Tuesday night as the Patriots are at home taking on the Blackford Bruins on girls basketball. Fort Recovery's next game will be on Thursday there at Delta St. John's. According to the schedule that I have, our next Fort Recovery broadcast will be on the 16th, and that, of course, is Jay County and Fort Recovery in boys basketball. You can hear both JV and varsity for the boys, Fort Recovery and Jay County, a week from tonight from the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Again, the final is Fort Recovery 45 and Jay County 41 in varsity play from Jay County High School. I'm Justin Mangold. Have a safe trip home, everybody, and a good night and a good weekend.
Been listening to high school basketball on PG-14 and Jay Country 101 Radio. Jay County versus Fort Recovery.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.